It's 6:45, good morning, I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. Custodians of New Mexico's two multi-billion dollar financial trusts that underwrite public education and infrastructure spending are weighing whether to give greater weight to issues of social responsibility and sustainability in investment decisions. The State Investment Council on Tuesday kicked off conversations about its investment strategies and a possible policy change that could give greater consideration to a host of environmental, societal, and governance concerns, from climate change to issues of racial injustice. States such as Texas that choose not to expand Medicaid in recent years saw uninsured rates for young children grow almost three times as fast as states that did expand Medicaid. Ross Brown has more from the Texas News Service.
1 million, or 13% of Texas children, went without health insurance in 2019, a significantly higher number than the national average at 6%. The information comes from the 2021 Kids Count data book produced by the Annie E. Casey Foundation and shows the number is even higher for Hispanic children at 17%. Amy Knopner-Butis with the group Every Texan says it's disheartening that Texas policymakers are not enacting more common sense legislation that would support children and families.
We see that year after year, but to me, it's no less shocking to know that we're performing worse than any other state in the nation in terms of children having health insurance coverage.
Knopner-Butis says a more recent point in time survey from last March showed even worse numbers, with 23% of all households without health insurance in Texas, including 38% of Hispanic households with children. Overall, Texas ranked 46th out of 50 states for child well-being. Texas is one of only 12 states that has opted out of Medicaid expansion. Leslie Bossier with the Casey Foundation says it's at the top of the list for improving health outcomes for children.
So one of the recommendations is to pass Medicaid expansion in those states that have not passed it already. And we've seen the states who have Medicaid expansion have a significant lower number of children and families who are uninsured.
Knopner-Butis says the equity gap for Texas families is significant and may be worse by the next report because Hispanic and Black families lost jobs at higher rates due to COVID-19. While the percentage of kids living in poverty dropped 7 points in the new report, she says more purposeful action is needed.
1 in 4 children that are Black or Hispanic were in poverty. So although rates were improving, there's still a big equity gap there in terms of who's thriving.
Knopner-Butis hopes legislation recently approved to reduce unnecessary eligibility checks for Texas children's Medicaid will improve access. The Kids Count Index captures what children need most to thrive, using 4 domains, including economic well-being, education, health and family, and community. For Texas News Service, I'm Roz Brown.
And in more news, Doniana County now has a clearer picture concerning how American Rescue Plan Act dollars will be allocated following approval of a spending plan on Tuesday by county commissioners. Madison Staten has more.
The Doña Ana County Commission has approved a spending plan for American Rescue Plan Act funds totaling over $42 million. Spending priorities include premium pay for essential county workers, flood mitigation, partial funding for a new Office of Emergency Management building, and other measures to support public health and critical infrastructure needs. Inside Consultancy CEO Rosalinda Natividad, who presented to the commission, noted changes to the original proposal, which include dedicating an extra $1 million to a broadband feasibility study.
We have increased the amount for broadband feasibility studies and implementation of findings by $1 million. This was an effort to ensure that projects that have been identified by IT have a stronger budget and more robust effort to leverage federally identified funds or other state funds.
Another change is the number of county employees who will receive premium pay under the American Rescue Plan Act. While the original plan allocated $4,000 payments to all county workers as essential employees, the new plan is more limited, impacting approximately 655 staff members, according to County Manager Fernando Macias.
The county manager, under the description, would have the authority to apply these funds to all of our employees. We're just not seeing that that is the trend in terms of the interpretation across the country. And so in order to make sure that there aren't any issues in terms of the audit of these funds and the final appropriate utilization of these funds, the more conservative view is to approach it in terms of the more traditional interpretations under the HEROES Act, which, again, is very broad-based and is going to allow us to address more than 600 of our current employees.
He says Doña Ana County is currently preparing a plan to cover premium payments for all remaining employees with additional county funds. Macias also noted that $10 million in American Rescue Plan Act funding has been reserved for future commitments. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.